people. Do you realize that?
Yes, ma'am.
You do. Do you belong to a religious organization?
I do.
You do? Okay. You just said that you realize they're teaching lies, right?
Yeah, but I work for a church. That's my income. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would encourage you to test yourself, because do you happen to know in Revelation 22 it says that if you love and maketh a lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven? On the front of that is the biblical gospel. That's the first lie they're not doing. I don't know about yours in particular, but we haven't found one that meets in a building that actually is teaching the truth and holding people to it. And on the back, we're talking about lies, is a bunch of lies that many of them are doing. Christmas, Easter,
okay,
Good Friday, feminization. They don't teach people how to be godly and holy and set apart. So you'll be left outside the gates of heaven if you're associated with a place or you yourself love and practice one lie. That should make you fear for your soul, right?
Well, I'll listen to what you have to say.
Well, test me to the scriptures, though. I love you. That's why I'm out here. You're being deceived. I'll just tell you that. And being deceived can also be a sin, too, if you're not seeking deep.
You're okay.
So seek the scriptures for truth and be willing to obey it, because you must repent, which means you would have to turn away from that false religious system.
I have to.
And everything in your life.
Really,
and you must be born again, born from above.
But thank you.
If you're a holy child of God, you'll repent and come out of the world. We love you. We're here to help you. Test yourself.